With the number of swine flu cases rising, U.S. health officials are urging people who may have the disease to do all they can to keep from infecting others. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says people with symptoms should isolate themselves at home. Some local health officials are taking that recommendation a step further and mandating that sick people remain isolated or risk arrest. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
If people in North Carolina come down with a high fever, a cough, or a sore throat, and they're suspected of having swine flu, they won't just get doctor's orders to stay home and rest. They also may get legal orders that ban them from leaving the house.
We're issuing isolation orders for the individuals in their homes, and if need be, it may carry the possibility of a fine or a misdemeanor.
Gibby Harris is the health director in Buncombe County, North Carolina, where there have been several suspected swine flu cases. In keeping with statewide policy, Harris says anybody who's thought to have the virus is told in writing they can't leave their homes. She says the state has invoked a longstanding law that allows it to isolate and quarantine people who present a health danger.
It is a strict requirement, and we don't use it lightly. In this particular situation, we're not exactly sure what's going to happen over the next week, and so we're being cautious.
Every state has isolation laws similar to North Carolina's, and it's not uncommon for them to be used from time to time, for instance, to compel tuberculosis patients to seek hospital treatment. But in the current swine flu outbreak, most states are relying only on voluntary steps to keep people home, including New York, California, Ohio, and South Carolina. In New York, where there have been more than 40 confirmed cases, Deputy Public Health Commissioner Guthrie Burkhead says mandatory isolation orders would be unnecessary and difficult to enforce.
You just end up chasing your tail if you try to legally require people to stay at home who are ill or maybe becoming ill. It would just take time and effort that's better directed at tracking the epidemic as a whole, and it's just not a productive use of our public health resources.
Burkhead says New York officials are trying to educate people about the need to stay home when they're sick, and he says the swine flu patients in his state have willingly complied. Indeed, some experts question whether mandatory isolation orders are any more effective than simply asking people to stay home. Temple University public health professor Sarah Bass has studied people's attitudes about medical isolation and quarantines.
In general, most people were more amenable to being asked to do something than to be ordered.
Bass says her research suggests that some people would resent having a health order from the government and actually would be less likely to obey it than they would a polite request. She says health agencies dealing with swine flu should impose mandatory isolation only as a last resort and trust that most people don't want to make others sick.
When you give them the right information, they usually make the right decision. So why do you have to go to the level of coercion? You set up mistrust of government when you have to go to a coercive idea like that.
One thing that seems to help flu patients stay in isolation is a daily phone call from a caseworker or other health official. Somebody who makes sure they have a way to get food, medicine, and other essentials without having to leave the house. Health agencies say flu shut-ins are receiving those calls in North Carolina and several other states. So far, no state is reporting any issues with people coming out of isolation and spreading the virus. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.